The Lakers season began with a six-game winning streak. The green and white were the story of December, taking out Marlette, Sandusky, Ubley, Brown City, and Cass City to start out the season. But then they lost to Millington, beat Otisville Lakeville, and have since fouled it up with four straight losses, all in divisional play.
You're right. Great start. But January arrived, and it really played havoc with the Lakers. Coinciding, by the way, with our broadcast schedule, our first game that we did was when the Lakers entertained the Caro Tigers, and it was not entertaining for the Lakers.
Yeah, it may have happened this week where head coach Eric Wisner stopped by my office in Pigeon and said, "Stop calling Laker games." But all right, well, Lakers is currently on a four-game losing streak. They lost to Caro by 12, Reese by 7, USA by 43, and most recently an 18-point loss to Banax. They're in the middle of the pack of a four-game road trip with four of the next five Laker games on the road.
You know, the Lakers will, of course, try to look to redeem themselves at Caro and perhaps maybe pull off an upset or two, namely against Reese and also later against Banax, both at home.
The Red Hawk journey started off with a 54-point win over Olin Gage, but then lost three of the next four games, including Lakers, on December 14th, 37-62. Since that loss to Lakers, Cass City has only put together three wins, but five losses at the same span.
You know, those three of the three wins out of five, by the way, they came against three NCTL teams. That's, North Central Thumb League.
Yes.
And two, of course, came against Marlette. And that was against the East Foe. And then, of course, their lone West win was against Vassar.
They're currently on a one-game losing streak, losing at Reese this past Wednesday by just 11 points. After tonight, Cassidy goes back on the road to Banax and Vassar, then home against USA and Harbor Beach.
It's always nice to be home.
It is. The good news, Cassidy is hosting districts for our local area teams this year. And we'll be back in March. And it's time for a short break. When we return, we'll have our crystal ball forecast presented by Schur. As we reflect back on 2018, we at Schur have a lot to be thankful for. Our success relies on you. Your loyalty and dedication made it possible for us to provide the Thumb with better health and better life. We might be biased, but we live in the best area in the whole state of Michigan. Great schools, fertile soil for harvest, beautiful natural resources, 93 miles of shoreline, strong communities, and excellent healthcare. And that's because of providers such as Scott Ryder and Paul Penfold in Caseville, Ross Ramsey and Yvette Scharf in Elkton, Lori Hanselman, Trevor Mattarella, David Seagroves, Sheena Dom, and Lois Booms all in Pigeon, and Paul Scadden and Brenda Kretschmer in Seawing. So if you are one of the thousands who utilize Schur in one of our many ways, thank you. Thank you for a successful 2018, and here's to a bright 2019 that is filled with love, happiness, and health. Besides, at Schur, we've got a pretty exciting 2019 ahead of us. But more on that later. Schur. Better health. Better life. Are you sure? It's now time for the Crystal Ball Forecast presented by Schur, where better health makes for a better life. It's time you ask yourself, are you sure? Well, John, we got off the schneid, both of us, and I took the victory last week. And that means I have a 1-0 lead over you for this broadcast season. And Las Vegas has Lakers favored by 4.5 points, and I'm taking Lakers by 8 points tonight.
How many points?
Eight.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to make that irrelevant.
Okay.
Because these are two photo finish kind of teams, all right?
Okay.
They're mirror images of each other. And so, therefore, since it's home and since basically and statistically in all the categories, Cass City by one.
Cass City by one, according to John Mooney. All right, it's time to meet our starting lineups for both teams. We'll start with the away Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers. Senior, number 2, Mason Pasek. He's a tall glass of water. Number 10, a sophomore, Anthony Sheridan. A lot of bright future for him. Number 12, a senior, Andrew Siegfried on the wing. Number 13, sophomore, point guard, Garrett Bowles. And number 21, Carson Binder on the left wing. He is a 3-year starter and a senior. For the Cass City Redhawks, coached by Aaron Fernald. And number 1, junior, Kendall Anthus. Number 2, sophomore, Bryce Fernald. Number 3, junior, Landon Schenk. Number 5, senior, Luke Stern. And number 10, a junior. Is, I do believe, his second, maybe even his third year on varsity, Sandon Cuthrell. Lakers coming out in their road green uniforms, white stripes on the sides, Lakers emblazoned across their chest in white with white numbers and black outline, the wheeled L on their backs. Cass City on their all-white home uniforms, the CC on their shorts on the sides, white Red Hawks across their chest in a very faint red outline, John Mooney's favorites.
Ghost uniforms.
Yeah, tipping off for both teams are the number 10s, Anthony Sheridan for Lakers, and Sandon Cathrell for the Cass City Redhawks. From courtside at midcourt from Cass City, we are underway with Cass City and Lakers in the Greater Thumb West. Tip is won by Lakers into the hands of Bulls. Resets the offense, passes to his left to Siegfried. Siegfried gets a screen from Pasek, one dribble, back to Bulls. Pump fakes, nothing there. Back to Siegfried, left wing, back over to Bulls, deeper in the corner, goes down the baseline, cut off there, kicks back out to the left wing. Siegfried is blocked, over to Pasek. Bulls tries to dive into the lane to Sheridan, the right side. This one's tipped out of the way by Luke Stern, and it's brought in by Siegfried. Carson Binder for three, left wing, no good. Sheridan on the offensive rebound. Goes to work on the right block, turns, and in for 2 points, and Anthony Sheridan puts Lakers up 2-0 with 7:19 left in the first quarter. Here comes Cass City. Lakers with a full court press, a 1-2-2 zone. Over to the right wing, back up to the top to Bryce Fernald, dribbling to his right, double team coming, and Siegfried nearly gets a steal, but there's Luke Stern going down the baseline, air ball, and a rebound brought in by Sheridan. That's 2 rebounds for him already. Down to Pasek, left block, goes off the glass with the left hand, in for 2, and the Lakers are clicking so far, 4-0, a minute 10 into this game. Going the other way, down the opposite block from the left side. This was a shot from Shankin. He did not get that to go. And Sheridan with his third rebound. Over to the right wing, Carson Binder. Back to the top two. That would be number 13, Garrett Bowles. Back to Binder. Gets a screen from Sheridan. Now at the right elbow, over to the right block. To Sheridan he goes. Double teamed, off the glass, off the mark. And a rebound brought in by number 3. That'd be Landon Schenk for Cass City. Here come the Redhawks, trailing 4-0, 6:15 left in the first quarter. Top of the key, over to the right wing to Luke Stern. Stern, double team down to the right block. The give and go is in for 2, and that is number 3. Landon Schenk with the first points for Cass City, a minute 57 into the ballgame. Garrett Bowles dribbling at the midcourt against Bryce Fernald, over to the left wing to Siegfried against, that would be Luke Stern. Garrett Bowles now at the left wing, down to Sheridan in the left block, going against Schenk. Turns and off balance, cannot get it to fall. Rebound brought in by Sandon Cathrell. Over to the right corner, Bryce Fernald dribbles, now passes it into the right block to Landon Schenk. Goes up strong, and he traveled with it as he went elevated with the ball and came back down with the ball, and that is the first turnover for Cass City.
Interesting that both teams, they're foregone the outside shot. They're going inside.
Here comes Lakers facing a little bit of pressure from Cass City. Garrett Bowles across midcourt, right to left across your radio. Now at the free throw line, over to the right wing, and he is fouled. And this will be a block against Bryce Fernald. That will be his first and Cass City's first. The first foul in this ball game comes with 2 minutes and 34 seconds off the clock. Carson Binder inbounds underneath Lakers hoop on the left side of your radio. Struggling so far. He's going to have to get this one quick into Siegfried, the right block. He nearly loses the pass, but dribbles all the way to the left corner with it. Mason Pasek against Cathrell. Dribbling still at the left wing. Back to Siegfried at the free throw line. Goes, dives down the right side of the lane. This one's off the mark. Sheridan with the putback and in for 2. Sheridan has 4 points and 4 rebounds so far. 6-2. Lakers by 4 points, and Sheridan blocks the shot from Schenk. But there is Cass City's, that would be number 2 with the retriever from Bryce Fernald, but it goes out of bounds. It'll be Cass City ball underneath their own hoop.
Now what you have right now is what is called a slow whistle. There is not going to be a lot of fouls called, not a lot of stoppage of play. So this game is going to go by fast. And I think if there's any team that's going to be going ahead and taking advantage of that, it's probably the Lakers.
Zach Beecher replaces Schenk, and he gets the ball to the right block, and this one's way too strong, and it goes out of bounds. Last touched by Luke Stern. Laker ball 90 feet from their own hoop, right to left across your radio. Cass City showing a man-to-man full-court press. 4:48 left in the